This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You, as always, are invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian
and Mark.
For those of you just tuning in, we started the show touching on the topic of these Border Patrol internal checkpoints, which, of course, have made the news down around the southern border, where there's a bevy of them. Some of them are permanent, some of them are temporary, but you don't hear that much about the northern internal Border Patrol checkpoints. Until recently, the New York Times actually ran a story. I've got that pulled up. We haven't even had a chance to get started. We've had calls all over the map, as we tend to do sometimes here on Free Talk Live, because it is open phones every single night. You can call about whatever you want. But I do want to get deeper into the question of these internal Border Patrol checkpoints, because I went through one of them. A week ago, it was last Friday, so not yesterday, but the week prior to that, during Forkfest, when a group of us went through that checkpoint. That video, I put it out yesterday. It's up right now over at freekeen.com. You have to scroll down a little bit. It's the second article down as we speak here tonight. But there's a video. It's only about 2 minutes long, so it doesn't take very long to watch the ridiculousness happen at this internal checkpoint. If we get the chance, we'll play some of that audio for you. But let's go first to David in San Francisco. David, just before we went to the news there, you were saying that you believe that 9/11 is actually one of the sort of the root causes of the fear of immigrants in the United States, and one of the excuses the government is using to perpetrate these checkpoints.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, and everybody acknowledged it right from the start. And if you look at the rise of the privatized prisons, it came out as a direct result of this. And you know, you all being libertarians, I wonder if you've taken a strong stand on whether or not justice should be a non-profit or should it be based on a free market? Because it's very clear that what's going on here is, and in fact, with Trump's signing statement the other day, he didn't do anything to alleviate the problem of these kids being taken away. He actually doubled down on it two different ways, where he made it so the kids can be locked up basically forever with their parents in privatized prisons. And the previous law, you know, there was a lawsuit that had gone into effect.
Case law.
Right. And it had to do with that a person could only be locked up for 20 days.
A child could only be locked up for 20 days, yep.
Right. And so now he's abdicated any responsibility for it, and you can tell that this was a setup.
Well, I think Trump's got an interesting stance here. So, first off, I don't think that anybody who has not harmed anyone deserves to be incarcerated, okay? So that's my first stance. Second stance is, Trump's absolutely right that Congress should have acted on this 20 years ago, but there are a bunch of cowards that are constantly covering their butts, and they can't come to any solution that surrounds immigration. So we have this netherworld where, everyone acts like illegal immigration is fine because we need it. The United States economy would be devastated without it.
Well, I don't think everyone's acting like that, Mark. They're going around raiding companies, meat processing plants.
That's make-work programs for government bureaucrats, okay? I mean, that's just graft.
Well, don't think that everybody's in favor of immigration.
I'm not
because
saying
there's clearly a lot of people who are against it.
There are lots of people who are upset about illegal immigration. They just don't understand how the United States economy works.
No, they don't.
Okay?
They don't understand how freedom works either.
The United States needs it. The politicians know it. The capitalists are very clear on it. And the rest of us just kind of run around hither and pell trying to figure it all out.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, it's also
there needs to be a solution.
It's also as phony as the drug war.
It's
in
phony.
Other words, the immigration, you know, the immigration issue, there's, I think, Vicente Fox, the former president of Mexico, gave a speech. God, it's 5 or 10 years ago, and he was talking about the economics in America that we gained 20-fold by every immigrant that comes in. And part of it is, if they come in with a phony Social Security card, they're going to pay into Social Security.
That's absolutely correct.
And they also are paying in on income tax in many cases, and right. Well, I should say withholding tax. They're paying withholding tax that basically goes into the general fund like income tax does, without ever collecting on that either. No one ever wants to quantify that. They always talk about the things that illegal immigrants are supposedly taking from the system. And look, I don't even want to argue it. Just make it so that I can tell you, illegal immigrants would love to come here, and many of them would love to come here and work, and they don't want handouts.
Yeah,
and if they do want handouts, they won't come if you don't give them out. Don't put a bowl of cat food out inside of your door every morning, and they get upset that stray cats come and eat it.
Thank you for the call, David. I appreciate you bringing that up. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. There was one aspect that he brought up that I wanted to address, which was this question of, well, you know, what do you libertarians believe? Do you believe that there should be no profit involved in incarceration, or that it should be free market? And that's not the choice that we're looking at today. So some people, they will hear about private prisons, and they will, and there's a lot of nasty stories about private prisons.
Nothing good about it.
And so they'll think to themselves, oh, well, that's the free market, because, you know, private. No, 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 no. When you're dealing with private prisons, you're talking about government-approved monopolies. You're talking about a corporation that's usually got some kind of ties to some politicians that have, you know, gone and manipulated or laid money down in front of these politicians to get their corporation the contracts to build and to maintain these private prisons, which we've heard in a lot of cases the government will guarantee them a 90% fill rate, meaning that the government will arrest enough people and charge enough people. If they've got victimless crimes, then there's no limit. You know, there's no end to the amount of people they can arrest. So drug possession, arrest people, put them in a prison cell.
Yeah.
And then they become a worker for that private prison.
It's the same old story. It used to be that you would often find arrests going up, usually of black people in the South.
Mm-hmm.
But when harvest season would come around, so they'd, you know, the government would run these big farms, and then they needed more people for harvest, they'd just arrest them.
Right. And so there's a lot of problems with this. And this is the truth when it comes to privatization across the board. Privatization isn't free market. It's just a code word for we're helping our buddies.
Right.
Meaning
that's
the government.
What government is. It's an organization that you know, helps its friends and punishes its enemies.
Yeah,
Come on.
Because if it were the free market, then there would truly be choice. There would be choice for everybody involved in whatever system existed. Now, we don't know, you know, we're not, we can't see the future. We don't know exactly what a marketplace in justice would look like. But I can guarantee you that it's got to be better than what we have, because competition brings prices down and it brings quality of service up. Now, a lot of people aren't going to want to hear this, but if you are living in a place where there are some compassionate people, there's likely that whatever incarceration options exist in the future would be more humane. Because if somebody who is going to a prison cell, because in the world that I think that we envision, libertarian types envision, there are no prohibitions, right? There are no, you know, you can't be put in a prison cell for having a plant. You can't be put in a prison cell for having alcohol under the age of 21. You can't be locked away for having heroin or some other chemical or whatever. So just wipe all of those convictions off the board and take all those people out of the prison system and only look at the ones that have actually caused violence, that have actually caused damage and property harm. Well, property, that can be paid back. You don't really need to lock that person up. So take all those people out, right? Take those people out of prison. So now we're only looking at murderers, rapists, arsonists, you know, and a few other violent thugs that might have held up a store or, you know, held somebody up at gunpoint.
Armed robbers, yeah.
You know, armed robber, those kinds of people. Now we're talking about a serious reduction. If you were to just keep the existing system, a serious reduction in the amount of cell space that you need in any kind of incarceration.
You'd also see a further reduction as time went by, because people wouldn't have to commit, wouldn't feel the need to commit crimes in order to get the illegal drugs that they have.
Because the prices would be cheaper. And,
right. You know. So I presume that there are people out there committing crimes in order to get meth and heroin.
Yes. Safe presumption.
Yeah, it's a pretty safe presumption. If meth and heroin were legalized,
right,
and I don't know, as expensive as aspirin, which one would presume they would get down there at some point, then it seems unlikely that people would be committing crimes for that. And so you would see, violent crime going down.
Violent crime generally going down. Exactly. And then on top of that, the question is, well, how would, if we got rid of the coercive state, how would a competitive marketplace actually allow justice services to be provided? And that's a good question.
Yeah, and more complicated.
There's more coming up here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here to bring up anything that you want. And And that number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I was on liberty.menu earlier today. Been there last couple days, actually. Number one, to add ForkFest 2019 as an event on liberty.menu for the 2019 edition of ForkFest, which is expected at this point to be June 13th until June 18th in 2019. So if you want to pencil those dates in on your calendar, we're waiting to hear when the Porcupine Freedom Festival is going to firm up their dates, but we've got a good estimation on it, so I figured it was safe to go ahead and put that that news out there for the decentralized libertarian camping event. But liberty.menu is a great site for libertarians to go and discover other libertarian businesses and also events. So I've added the ForkFest to the events category, but there's also digital content category and more than that over at liberty.menu. So head on over there, and you can create whatever it is you have to offer. So maybe you've got libertarian-friendly business that you want other liberty-minded folks to know about. Just post that over at liberty.menu. It's free, so you can post as many different things as you want to. But keep in mind, you've got to actually administer these. I love the feature of liberty.menu where it actually will ping you after a year. And so it's been about a year since I first started adding things to liberty.menu because it launched it around the ForkFest last year.
Yeah, that's right.
So now I've started getting emails from them saying, hey, is this thing still valid? You know, are you still in business, basically? Because one of the worst things about the previous iterations of sites like liberty.menu, sites that attempted to be libertarian business directories, was if they had any entries at all, is they'd probably be stale because the business owner would go in, they'd add their entry to the database, it'd show up on the site, and they'd forget all about it. And then if they moved their business, or if they went out of business, then that business owner, you don't think about going and updating every single place you've promoted your business online when something happens to it, right? Like if you
right.
go under, you just don't think about those things. You're worried about cleaning out a storefront, or you're worried about, you know, paying the last month's rent, or whatever the issues are that come around in business closings. So it's nice that liberty.menu does that automatically. They send you a little ping saying, hey, come on in, log into the site, update your entry, make sure everything's accurate. It gives you a good chance to look through, make sure the hours are still correct, and, you know, everything there is still the way it's supposed to be. And if you're still in business, then you sort of resubmit it for the next year. If you don't respond to the email, well, guess what? They pull you down from the site. So it actually keeps the site fresh as of every single year. Very, very cool features, and it's free to use over at liberty.menu. So, again, there's no reason why you shouldn't be listed there, unless, of course, you're afraid to come out of the closet as a libertarian running a business. That would be, to me, the only reason why you wouldn't want to use liberty.menu. But otherwise, if you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, your business, your liberty-oriented event, your freedom-friendly digital content, it should have an entry over at liberty.menu. And you can use code FTL on your user profile, and you'll get a shiny badge to identify yourself as a Free Talk Live listener. Let's go to Dana on the line, listening to us in Grand Rapids to WTKG. Hello, Dana.
Hi. Hi,
hey
guys.
There.
So I knew I shouldn't have did this. Instead of enjoying this gorgeous weather in Grand Rapids tonight, I stayed home and I'm fooling around with financial stuff, accounting things. And I knew I shouldn't have turned your show on because I knew I'd get sidetracked. So,
well, I'm happy to assist.
It's our job to monopolize your
thoughts. Well, it was Mark that did it, Ian. It was Mark.
Okay.
So you piqued my interest because I am vehemently opposed to open borders. But then you said something. You always have... you always have stood by no welfare system. But I didn't hear this other part, and it's because I can't listen to you guys every Saturday and Sunday, and you're only in our market Saturday and Sunday. So, Mark, you said no voting ever.
Let me restate for the audience. So my policy is let anybody who wants to come into this country come into this country, no voting. No welfare. I would further say you probably need to stop the United States' intervention around the world where they're quote-unquote peacekeeping everywhere because at some point or another, the people who do not feel like the peace is being kept may bring it over here. But that would be sort of a secondary issue. Go ahead.
Okay. So what caught my – I mean, literally, I popped right up. I had my head down. I was doing my work. You said Milton Friedman. He is yes. one of my heroes. I love this guy. He was the one who infamously said, if you put the federal government in charge of the Sahara Desert, in 5 years, there'll be a shortage of sand. I mean,
right.
this guy is just, he has the best, best quotes. So, and he so would appeal not just to fiscal conservatives and free market thinkers, but also independents. I mean, he's just a great, you know, he did some great writing.
Yep,
okay,
he was
so
great.
Anyway, so I popped right up in my chair, and from then on, I couldn't do any numbers. And so I called. So here's the things you said I agree with. First of all, I don't agree with open borders, but now you said no voting ever. And you said no welfare system. Now, I've always heard you say no welfare, but I never heard the no voting ever part. Again, because I can't, I'm not saying you never said it. I just can't, you know, depending on what my schedule is, I can't hear you guys all the time. I might be, you know, doing something. So what about
it's not a new addition.
It's not
a new addition to my policy. It's just that now I'm stating it because I think it is 100% clear that Democrats have sort of won the Latino vote or whatever. It didn't used to be that way. Even George Bush received more than half of the Latino vote in Texas as governor and as president. So it doesn't have to be that way. And this is just a plan for Republicans to be able to regain some kind of traction.
Right. And that is true because many of the Latino nations, including the Latinos in this country, are traditionally Catholic and they are conservative.
Socially conservative.
Yes, absolutely. So they tend to vote Republican, you know, in the past.
All right. So what was it you wanted to add to his proposal?
Okay. Would you also add no schooling and no medical, because I have a problem with both of those.
Sure. So as far as I'm concerned, I did say at first free services. So free services are, you know, as far as I'm concerned, all free services offered by the government are welfare, not just specifically a program called welfare.
Do they also get to opt out of taxation, too? Because, I mean, if they're not going to receive the so-called services, they shouldn't have to pay for them either, right?
Sure, I understand that. That may not be a practical, path. I would like them to be able.
Because I'd like to be able to opt out and join them. Because if this little class is created in the United States and they don't have to pay tax and don't receive any services and can't vote, I'm opting out. I'm joining the immigration class at that point. Because what the hell do I want this government for?
What do you think? What do you think, Dana? Do you think it's? I mean, as far as I'm concerned, people who don't get to use the program shouldn't have to pay for the programs. Do you think that it is just untenable? That proposal, or what?
You know what? Let's go 50-50. Let's split the difference. Let's tax them at a lower rate, and I'll tell you why. Because they're in this country earning more than they would in their country.
Sure.
So if they want to take advantage, let's say charge them 50% of the rate.
There you go. Dana, thanks for the call. Thanks for the proposals.
You're welcome, guys.
There you go, Mark. Already.
Compromise. I'm a hardcore conservative. Ready to talk. And that's all I want to do is talk. For God's sakes, let's talk about this.
Yeah, it sounds better than a police state.
The proposals out there stink.
Because otherwise you're going to get a police state. That's what you're getting.
The Democrats want full voting rights for these people walking over the border, and that's not going to work either.
855-450-FREE. Join us on Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Protests along the border in Texas. Demonstrators are angry about the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy for immigrants, which separates some children from their parents.
In McAllen, protesters chanted and sat in front of a bus with migrant children blocking it from leaving the processing center. Florida Senator Bill Nelson was one of the Democrats visiting a detention center in Homestead, Florida.
The facilities are nice. The children are being cared for. But the question is the reunification of the 2,300 children.
Speaking in Las Vegas, President Trump says he's right on immigration.
I think I got elected largely because we are strong on the border. I really believe it.
He blames Democrats for not helping to pass new immigration laws. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free to join us on the radio waves here. The number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And somebody asked today on the Discord chat, actually, Mark, over at discord.lrn.fm about camera recommendations. Apparently a house nearby was, or the next door neighbors had had their house set on fire twice. And so the person wanted to get a security system to point one of the cameras at that house. I said, I believe Blink's got outdoor cameras.
Oh, they do, yes.
But I don't have any experience using them. I suspect they're just as easy to use as the indoor cameras, but protected for weather would be my guess.
Well, there's good news. I know.
Oh, good. You've got one?
Yeah. The Blink system is both indoor and outdoor. It depends on the camera you get.
Right.
And those are the
there's
choices.
Different cameras, right,
right. And I've set up more than one system at this point because it's easy. It doesn't take, you know, really, it's fast. It's easy. As a matter of fact,
if Mark can do it, anyone.
If I'm doing technical assistance, it's pretty easy.
Yeah.
And I actually got an update on my Blink system today.
Meaning you got a notice of something happening.
A notification that something had come on the camera. So I had turned the cameras on as we were leaving the house and got a notification that something was in the basement.
Oh, my.
Now, this basement door, I really can't secure. It's probably not
something you want to admit on national radio,
but they don't know where it is. I really can't secure that door very well.
Yeah.
But I got a camera right on it.
Yeah.
And if something walks in front of it, I got it. And so now I know where my cat is looking for mice during the day.
That's what happened.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Okay.
So,
can't you close the basement door and keep the cat out of the basement?
Sure, I could keep the cat out of the basement. Do you want the mice running amok?
That's a good point. course, the cat could just go and, like, poop in the sand down in the basement.
Right? She has her litter's just fine. She's got a litter box on every floor. Why would she go and...
Because it's exciting to do it outside of the litter box.
Okay, well, I don't know. I don't know what kind of cats you're dealing with, all right?
My cats have always been good. We never had that problem.
Sybil has multiple personality problems, but it doesn't have anything to do with that. Okay. Logical issues. So, anyway, if you want to get a Blink system like I have, you can get them for way less. They're way less than the other guys charge. And... we'll get you an extra 15% off if you use blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Here's what I want to know, and I didn't check it because I was just busy with other things. Does the 15% off apply to only select items on Blink, or is it, you know, you, can you get 15% off the outdoor, 15% off the indoor, 15% off?
They have packages that are advertised at blinkprotect.com/FTL. Those are good starter packs. I don't really know the specifics beyond that. So off those packages, whatever they might be, blinkprotect.com/FTL.
I told our listener to let me know, how it goes.
Because either way, I mean, the 15% off, it's nice to have or anything, but these cameras are relatively inexpensive, so, I mean, it's not going to break the bank.
No, no doubt. Now, like, they're inexpensive, and they actually work, which is, you know, it's a hard combo to find.
Yeah, it works.
Good and cheap.
Great.
Good and cheap.
Really, really clear. And they have a really bright LED that pops on, catches them right
dark,
in the face.
Yeah. Yep. Let's go to your calls, your thoughts here. We'll talk to Gene, listening to WIBC FM in Indianapolis. Hello, Gene.
Hello.
Hi there. You're on the air.
I am 68 years old. I am retired.
Okay.
I've made women's wages all my life. I get $10,000 a year to live on, which is like $600 a month.
Okay.
I got a 2% raise from Medicare, of which the government turned around and upped my Medicare cost. So I ended up getting $1 per month more than I did the year before.
What are you going to do with all that money?
Oh, I don't know. But my point is, when I hear on TV and radio that an illegal immigrant gets $36,000 a year, and I'm living on $10,000, and I put 40 years into this country, it kind of upsets me.
Now, how are they getting $36,000 a year?
Oh, well, they get, now I've got TRICARE and Medicare for my needs. With that, I don't get any vision. I don't get any hearing because I was told by the government hearing is a luxury.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't get any dental. These children do. I don't.
So you're saying that the immigrants...
They get fed, they get clothes, they get a house or someplace to live. I don't get any of that.
The presumption is, to be clear, when you're talking about this $36,000 per year, is that they have what they call an anchor baby. So this is a United States citizen, because they're born here.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they are two illegal parents, it doesn't make a difference. I didn't write the rules. Those are the rules as they're, you know, handed down. And so it's a United States citizen that's getting those, quote-unquote, services. Now, look, I'm against...
No, they're not United States citizens. They are the illegal immigrants they're taking care of. They're putting into foster care, et cetera. They get all those benefits. I don't, and I worked here for over 40 years.
Okay, so I'm not clear. Are you saying that every person gets these services? What about the people who are using fake Social Security numbers and paying into the system, but, you know, obviously not receiving anything out of it? I mean, are those people also, are you claiming every so-called illegal immigrant is getting 36 grand a year, or is it only a small percentage of them?
It's the small percentage of the ones that the government catches and does releases back into our community that go into foster care. They don't necessarily go to work, whatever. But they figure that between the housing that they give them, the medical, the dental, the
vision. So you're
talking
about kids. You're saying this is only the kids.
Kids.
Okay.
Yes.
Right, so it sounds to me like you're rightfully upset at what we would call forced wealth redistribution, where the government steals your money that you paid into this system, as you said, for 40 years. They steal money from people who are working, and some of those are including immigrants, right? They're getting their money stolen. That's what taxes are. Taxes are forced extortion. So they're stealing money from people, and then they're giving that money away in ways that are unpopular, in ways that a lot of people disagree with. So ultimately, you would agree that the problem here is with the government, not necessarily the fact that people want to come here and make a better life for themselves, right?
Right, right.
Okay,
and
good.
Also, by the time we get, if they open the borders, as they have talked about, okay, When are we going to be so saturated that we can no longer have anybody coming in?
Never, because there's so much room in the United States. You could fit the entire world's population, I believe. Though, what's the calculation like in less than the size of one of the small states or something like
sure,
that?
Sure, you could do it in the size of Long Island if you wanted to. But to be clear,
there's plenty of open space.
The United States had a very porous border prior to the 70s. And prior to that, people moved across it all the time. And you go back farther, it gets more porous as time goes by. Those people want to go home. The reason they stay now is it's too much trouble to cross the border to go home, so they got to stay here, and they can just send money home.
Right.
If you made it easy for people, then they wouldn't stay, generally, presumably, right? Like, we don't know. Some people would. I can tell you the Poles, the Italians, the Jews, the Irish, those people came and they stayed. And the reason they stayed was it's a big, long, expensive boat ride back home. But the Mexicans, they didn't stay because they wanted to go. They just wanted to come and work and then go back. But if you, listen to the Irish, they still talk about how great Ireland is. There's more Irish in the United States than there are in Ireland.
By the way, Gene, one other thing you have to think about is, first of all, I kind of brushed your question off by saying there's plenty of space. But the reality is, not everyone in the world is going to want to come to the United States.
You can make more in New York City than you can in rural Mississippi. Why doesn't everybody from Mississippi move to New York City?
Sure, there's that. But also, as if the United States were to actually become more of a free place, which is what would have to happen in order for open borders to occur, right? There'd have to be like more freedom for that to happen. If there's more freedom here, then what's going to happen is the other countries of the world are going to realize that, my God, we're losing our people to the United States. People are leaving in droves, and our tax base is going down. We need to do something. We need to make more freedom in France, make more freedom in Turkey, make more freedom in all these countries, wherever it is that people are leaving from to go to try to retain people. So you might actually see more competition in the area of freedom if one country were to go in a more freedom-oriented direction and start siphoning off the most productive, the most entrepreneurial, because immigrants tend to be, in the United States, immigrants tend to be far more entrepreneurial than native-born people. So these countries start losing their entrepreneurs, they start losing their investors to a more free place, they got to change or die. Thanks for the call, Gene. I appreciate hearing from you, and glad that we agreed that it's the government and their forced wealth redistribution that is really the problem. That's really what's to blame here. Of course, both the Republicans and Democrats aren't going to change that anytime soon. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. You're always invited to join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. It's Skype username lrn.fm, plus our Discord on-air call-in line room, where you can hop in the that room and you'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio here with us. You can join the Discord over at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Back to the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to Brian. He's listening to WIBC-FM in Indianapolis. Hello, Brian.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Hey, great. Go ahead.
Well, first off, I just want to say I seen one of your videos you posted where you were in court with the license plate, giving the Shire plate.
Yeah, that's right.
You got rooked on that. You got rooked.
Rooked? What do you mean?
I can't believe. Yeah. Well, I just think you got ripped off. I think we're tired. I know I'm tired of paying for a piece of paper and everything.
Oh, I didn't pay the fine.
Yeah, I know. You did community service.
Yeah.
Community service, and I think if more people clogged the courts up like that, things would change.
Oh yeah, I totally agree.
So I love watching every video you put up doing that.
Oh, thanks, I appreciate that.
Every one of them. I've been watching those videos probably for a good 3 years now, and I love it. I love everything. The talking videos are hilarious, everything.
Talking videos?
So, yeah, the talking where you guys got in trouble for chalk in the courthouse.
Chalk.
Yeah.
the war on chalk videos are pretty classic.
Yeah,
the freaking YouTube channels where all those are. Yeah, so the newest video on the Free Keen site is the 2-minute encounter with the Border Patrol at the checkpoint in New Hampshire, which is, I've yet to actually play that here. At some point, we'll have to do that. Maybe now this is a good excuse for it. But, Brian, I'm glad you appreciate it.
Yeah.
I agree with you. If more people refused to take a plea deal, if more people took every ticket to court, like speeding ticket, parking ticket, whatever. Unfortunately, in a lot of jurisdictions, political jurisdictions, you can't do it. And the reason why is because they will charge you what they call court costs, which could amount to hundreds of dollars just for the privilege of being able to challenge something that you'll inevitably lose on, which is why it's so important for libertarian-minded folks, people that want to do the things you're talking about, to move to New Hampshire as part of the New Hampshire Freedom Migration and join together. Because if you stand stand up on your own in your local area, you're going to get cut down. But if you actually stand together with other people who believe in freedom in one geographic area, which is New Hampshire, we actually have a chance at not only changing the system politically, but clogging the courts like you're talking about, so sort of like almost like unusual inside the system activism is what I would call clogging the courts. They, you know, you're legally able to do it, but most people don't ever do it. And then also the outside the system activism of, you know, just educating people and, you know, doing outreach and things like that. Mm-hmm. So there's just so much that we can get accomplished if people were to actually come together. And I'd recommend that folks go check out the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire at 101reasonsfilm.com. It's a great hour-long documentary, and it is just chock full of reasons why New Hampshire is already the best place to live if you care about freedom, and it's only going to get better as more people like you and I make the move here and actually do something about it. And the festivals that we just came from, the Fork Fest and the Porcupine Freedom Festival, are two great reasons to come on up and check out the state, and you get to meet some of the people who might be your future neighbors. Brian, thanks for the compliment tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you, and again, if you want, you can always check out those videos anytime over the Free Keen YouTube channel. There's plenty of courtroom shenanigans and real-life cop block kind of activism that has been chronicled there. And kudos to the folks over at Library for helping us ingest the entire Free Keen YouTube channel, all over almost 900 videos. The channel's been around for a decade. There's a lot of content there, hours and hours and hours, probably hundreds of hours, I don't even know, of content there, and it's now backed up for good on the blockchain. So even if YouTube goes in and tries to censor the channel, video's still there. It's on the internet. And, again, that's thanks to Library, which is a blockchain-based cryptocurrency sort of distributed system for media.
Can't take it down.
Yeah, lbry.io, I believe, is their website. But, again, let's continue here. I actually do have the audio from this checkpoint, and we might as well start with that, because there's a whole New York Times article about this, which I believe was written before this particular video came out, but there were some other videos that hit of these internal checkpoints. This one was on I-93. And it was about 75 miles south, according to actually one of the Border Patrol agents in the video, of the actual border between Canada and the United States. So the video picks up, just because, you know, people have short attention spans, I kept only the most relevant part of the video, which is where we actually have the interactions with the border guards. There was some conversation, some setup before that, where we kind of talked about sort of the history of these things that happened. But regardless, here's the actual happenings at the border in New Hampshire. This is,
I guess, this area is not the United States anymore, is it?
That's Bob Call. He's one of the folks behind ThinkPenguin.com. He's commenting on a man walking a presumable drug dog down this group of cars as they're waiting to get through this checkpoint, as another Border Patrol agent actually salutes the camera as he's walking by. Kind of a bizarre thing.
That is a
bizarre thing to do. So we're rolling right up here on this checkpoint. There's
Homeland, U.S. Border Patrol. Okay.
Multiple, and that is the Department of Homeland Security, but it is the Border Patrol Division here that's doing this. Multiple agents.
Yeah, we got a camera guy.
Ooh.
Hey guys, what are we doing? How do we get out and report you? Is it possible to park here?
That's the supervising agent here, who is smiling for the camera,
we
waving
at the camera, guys.
Yeah, so the alert goes out. We got a camera, guys.
Yeah.
To everybody that's at the checkpoint.
Well, you would think that public servants on public property doing the public's will would always be acting as though they're on camera.
We got total protection from the media.
How you doing, sir? All right, here comes the actual interaction with the question about U.S. citizen. But what I asked him was, how do we pull over and, you know, be the media here? Besides just rolling through the checkpoint, you're on an interstate. And you're not allowed, as I understand it, to actually be on an interstate, on the side of the interstate, unless you're having some kind of car trouble. Now, I don't know what all the rules are, but that's my understanding of it. You can't walk down most interstates. Right? You're prohibited.
Yeah. Can't bicycle.
From being a pedestrian.
Can't take a moped.
On the interstate.
Can't take a horse.
So if we're not having car trouble and we pull over and pile out of the vehicle because we got cameras and we're the media and we want to act like the media should be able to act at a public place with their so-called public servants doing some sort of task, nope, sorry, you can't. You can't get out of your car. Is basically his answer. So that's what I said there. Well, they're completely protected, basically, from any kind of real media scrutiny beyond the moments that you might have waiting in line here, as we do. So here comes the main man who's stopping everybody in this lane of traffic. And everybody appeared to have been stopped, because one of the questions we asked sort of as we were driving there was, were they going to treat it like a DUI checkpoint where they supposedly pick a number and then they only stop every X car, okay. So like every five cars or every three cars or whatever. Here it appeared that they were asking this question of absolutely everybody. They were stopping everybody, talking to everybody that was ahead of us. So let's go on.
How about you? I'm doing great. Are you a United States citizen?
All right, so notice I did not answer his first question when he asked me how I was doing. I said, how about you? That's not an answer. That's another question. And then when he asked me his second question, are you a United States citizen? I said, I don't answer questions. And then the next thing he does.
All right, you don't want to answer my questions? I'll have you pull right up here.
Is that in order?
Yes, yeah. Okay. I'll have you speak with my supervisor up here, okay?
So just be clear, if I don't pull over there, you'll arrest me and pull me over.
No, we need you to pull over here, okay?
You order me to pull over there?
Yep, right into here.
He said no. So that
it was interesting answers, right? Like, it was. It seemed like he wanted me to pull over there pretty bad, and that's why I asked the question of, is this an order, or are you asking me to pull
you
over?
You asked the right questions. He
didn't
just
give
gave
a clear
answer.
Yeah, he didn't give a clear answer, and given another opportunity to go through, it would have been more interesting to nail him down on that one.
Right.
But regardless, we continue here.
Someone coming in here. Hey, guys. No. What?
Doesn't the public have a right to know what you do?
Go ahead. Thank you.
Oh, no. The camera's going to...
Okay. So I can't play the rest of it. There's an F-bomb that comes up there.
Shortly.
But, so there you go. As we were pulling into secondary, under the orders of this man who was asking questions, his supervisor says, no! And you can
want those
cameras. Right, the guy's surprised. He's like, what? Turns around, supervisor comes over, is waving us away, says, nope, you got a camera. Go on. That was the end of our interactions with the Border Patrol there.
The United States border completely porous to people with cameras.
Apparently, yeah. If you want to get through the Border Patrol checkpoint, just... Now, it would have been interesting
now,
if we were all...
checkpoint, that's not the border.
Yeah, it would have been interesting if we were all brown people with cameras. I wonder how they would have handled that. So, more coming up here. Hour number three is on the way.
Brown friends.
855-450-FREE. Come on, move on up here, brown folks. We need you. It's Free Talk Live.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.